And I asked, you know, for maybe the words to say. And I'd wake up at night and some things would come to me and I'd write them down. I started my prayer life, I started praying when I was young, and it was probably just like you all did, kneeling at the side of the bed and saying, now I lay me down to sleep. And sometimes I still do that. It's, you know, it's comfortable and it's something I start off with. Then I learned to open up a little more and maybe tell God more of what's in my heart. And I know that He's everywhere and He's always listening, so He listens to me wherever I am. And I could be riding on the back of the motorcycle, and there's a lot of time to pray there. Or out in nature. There's a lot of motivation. Yeah. Trust. There's a lot of trust there. But and just out in with nature, I find, you know, that's why I feel like God's everywhere, because I can just feel it when I'm out there. And I know He's listening to us. And one thing that came to me when I was praying at night was that God is good and He doesn't make mistakes. So I know that whenever I pray, I always pray that His will be done, because He knows things I don't know. He knows way down the road, and He knows I might be asking for something that is not the best thing for me. And so I always want it to be in God's will. And Ephesians 5:20 says, "Give thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." And I think that just kind of reinforces that He is going to do what's right for us and what's good for us, and we should always give thanks. So somewhere it's going to work out. And God's a loving God, and He cares for us. And if I just remember that and always pray before I did things, it probably wouldn't mess up so much. But it's good when you've got something ahead of you, or even just the simple things. I know it is good to pray. And it can be, like Phil calls, a quickie prayer. Doesn't have to be a long one. If I wake up at night, it sounds like I don't sleep, but I do sleep. But I get these, I've had a paper by the bed, and I wake up and I scribble things, and then I can't read them the next morning, but that's it gets it off my. And I pray, when I wake up, I pray. If I'm anxious or if I'm worried, I pray and ask God to help me stop worrying, and I tell Him what I'm worrying about, and pretty soon I go back to sleep. It really works. And I read a saying somewhere. It says, if you can't sleep at night, don't count sheep, talk to the shepherd. And that meant a lot to me. And another scripture was Galatians 6:2. Share each other's troubles and problems, and in this way obey the law of Christ. And I thought about us here, how we share with each other, and we pray for each other. And it's so comforting to have that and to know that. And I know I have a group of brothers and sisters in CMA, and my daughter, Terry. You know, it's like a prayer chain. If I call her, she gets everybody involved. And it's so powerful. It really is, you know. So I hope everybody has that. And there was this little thing here I wanted to share with you. Does prayer really work? Ask those who've been healed of cancer. Ask soldiers who fought a war and returned to tell about it. Ask those intellectuals who've studied philosophies around the world and found peace only in personal faith. Ask those who've raised great kids while living in Harlem. Ask those who now love a spouse when once there was hatred and distrust. Ask those whose businesses have made a dramatic turnaround from bankruptcy to success. Ask those who've been penniless and now live in luxury. Ask those who've been guilty and now feel forgiven. And ask those who've been bitter and now feel loved. And in my prayer life, I've seen answers to my prayers with Tommy and with my children. And it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, one other thing I want to read to you. Pat had mentioned that we did about a prayer journal. You don't need one this big. This is one McGray made when we had a prayer group, and we met Greg was in there, and some others, everybody was there. But it's just a little prayer journal. But inside is what I wanted to share with you. If you'll bear with me, one other thing. So we need delay no longer. It's time to begin. However stumbling and uncertain the beginning, it is worthwhile. And the beginning is more than the first stab or the first several stabs. Prayer is a matter of keeping at it. The rewards will come no other way. Thunderclaps and lightning flashes are very unlikely. It's well to start small and quietly. No need to tell one's friends or acquaintances. No need to plan heroic fasts or all-night vigils. You should have it firm in your mind that prayer is neither to impress other people nor to impress God. It's not to be taken with the mentality of success. The goal in prayer is to give oneself away. The Lord loves us, perhaps most of all, when we fail and try again. And that's from The Clinging, The Clinging, The Experience of Prayer by Emily Griffin. I thought that helped me a lot, so I wanted to share it with you. That's what I have to say.